This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Don't back talk me either.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. Tomorrow, on tomorrow's broadcast, the truth about progressivism. You'll learn more on tomorrow's program. It's a special edition of the Glenn Beck Program on progressivism. You don't want to miss it. 3 hours only on tomorrow's broadcast. Today, fake news. There's a fake news story, a possible fake news story, and it involves an unbelievably heart-wrenching story about Santa and a child that dies in Santa's arms. May not be true. John Ziegler is here to investigate and rip our hearts out of our chest, show it to us while it's still bleeding and beating. We go to John right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Because we have won. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we are
the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
May I just start with this? John Ziegler, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Glenn, your description of me there sounds like what my wife would say if she was describing my entire career.
Yes.
Pretty close.
Yes.
Pretty close.
So, John, I mean, I read this story this week, and, you know, even Jeffy said, after I did the story on the air, so I've got a few questions, and I said, shut up.
Right, right.
But you,
well,
you have to go
have Glenn around
and somehow or another prove Santa is a liar.
Well, that may be a good thing if a little kid didn't die, though.
Yeah, that's
right?
Great.
I mean, that's awesome.
Well, we had
that's
a great
one of the
story.
Things that confuses me about this story is, you know, I'm taking a lot of flack for a column I wrote on Mediaite questioning this story. Yeah. I'm pretty well convinced at this point that the story is false, probably entirely false, and I'm happy to explain why. But you're exactly right. This is good news. I don't believe that any 5-year-old boy died in Santa's arms. So
good.
Okay, explain it here, John, because I mean, the Santa looks like such a great Santa's helper. I can't believe
right.
this guy would intentionally. I mean, I mean, we've seen some horrible things, but for
right.
this guy to.
If you miss the story, he says that he got a call from the hospital, right? From the nurse whatever.
Yeah. The nurse he knew.
You don't even have time to put on your full Santa gear. Just get here. Little boy is dying. His last wish is to see Santa Claus. And so he races there. He asks the parents to wait outside in the hallway. He goes in.
Family already miraculously has a present for Santa to give him.
Right, right. So what have you found out, John?
Well, you know, I think what Glenn has inadvertently done is put his finger on why the news media bought this story and why the original columnist, not a reporter, a columnist for a small newspaper in Knoxville, Tennessee, bought into this hook, line, and sinker. Because I believe this guy, this Santa, was imbued with all of our projections of Santa Claus. That it's not possible that a guy who looks like Santa Claus could do this. And to his, in his defense, he's a tremendous, if he's acting, a tremendous actor, because mm-hmm. he did put on the waterworks. And it was very compelling in the story that he told, except there's some very important facts missing. Like, the name of the nurse that called him? How about the name of the hospital? How about the date in which this happened? The reporter, in an interview after this thing went super viral, said he has no idea when this actually happened. He thinks it happened about a month ago. How about the name of the boy? We don't need a last name. How about a first name? How about any other witness to what happened?
All right, Jimmy. The name is Jimmy. How's that? Does it make you happy, Mr. Grinch?
Well, what I would then do, Glenn, which is what I've done, is I would spend a ridiculous amount of time searching the obituaries for Knoxville, Tennessee, for the entire month of November five-year-old boy.
And then there was none? Zero.
There was not even close to one.
Wow,
great. And the reality, look,
good.
Here's the classic story, and Glenn, I have seen this happen in other cases. Ask Stu and Pat about my experience on the Penn State quote-unquote scandal,
right, yeah,
where the media buys into a narrative, and there should be massive amounts of evidence, and there's none. But it doesn't matter to the news media.
They don't
because
care.
They love the narrative. They don't care. And so once they have the narrative and once it goes viral and it's a tremendous story and a great headline, look out. There should be massive evidence here. And there's none. And the fact that DeSanta at this point is still sticking by his story without anybody backing him up, not the mom, not the nurse, nothing, no dates, no nothing that should be there, to me indicates the whole story is a hoax. Because if it was just an exaggeration, he would be able to say, well, here's the mom. Can't you come forward and tell, help me out here? Or here's the nurse. Instead,
so you don't think it would, you don't even think there was a kid at all?
Well, I mean, could there possibly have been a germ of truth somewhere? Yeah, but I have a, and this is purely speculation on my part, but I think one of the weirdest elements of this story is that he says that his wife went to Nashville from Knoxville immediately after this happened, and he stayed in Knoxville because he was so emotionally upset. Now, being married, that immediately says to me, well, wait a minute. Is this a cover story for some reason why he needed to be in Knoxville and not go with his wife to Nashville? And this thing got blown out of proportion when a reporter asked him about it. Interestingly, the reporter says that he was mystified by this. Boy, this Santa really didn't want to tell his story. And as a matter of fact, at one point, he almost backed out of doing the story with me. And I'm thinking, duh, of course he's almost backing out because it's not true. And he's afraid that this might end up coming back to bite him. Never realizing that this is an important part.
Hang on, Mr. Ziegler. By the way, Ziegler. Is that a Christian name?
Actually, it is. I get, you know, the Trumpsters like to call me a Jew boy, but I'm actually quite Christian.
I'll believe it when I see your baptismal certificate.
I'm actually speaking to you from outside of my daughter's Christmas recital. That gets me
point. Right, I'm sure. What are you going to expose that as a fraud to? Now, let me ask you this. So, John, are you? Now, I know this is your speculation, okay? I know this, you don't have verification. But did you just speculate that Santa was cheating on Mrs. Claus and this was a cover story?
I didn't say that. You said that, Glenn. I'm saying it's consistent with there needing to be some reason for him to stay behind in Knoxville while his wife was
America
in
heard you say it, John.
Gosh.
Wow.
America heard you say it.
John, is it possible at all that this happened in October, or have you checked October records, too?
Well, I've not checked October records, but the reporter is positive that this thing happened in November. And although he doesn't have a date, but by the way, the date is also not lack of date is important because it doesn't have verification and there should be a date easily. But think about it logically. In October, what 5-year-old boy is thinking about Santa Claus as he's dying?
Yeah.
It's too early.
It's too early.
The story makes no sense. What mom leaves their dying son alone with a total stranger?
That's the most preposterous.
That's the one that got me. Because, I mean, you picture your kids. It's like they're a minute away from death. You're going to be like, oh, I'll just hang out in the hall while you're with Santa Claus. It just doesn't feel like something you'd do as a parent. You'd stay in the room no matter what.
You might have been hungry.
And by the way,
you hadn't been eating very much. The cafeteria is about to close. Somebody's there. Sit with a kid. I'm going to go to the lunchroom for a minute. I'm going to grab a sandwich.
Yeah, as he's dying within the next 5 minutes. I doubt that.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
And by the way, parents already have a gift ready to go early November for a Santa, who, by the way, interestingly, part of his story, Glenn, which is suspicious to me, he doesn't have his full Santa garb on because he was rushing out of the house.
Well, the nurse told him not to.
To die. Well, doesn't that give him the ultimate out here, plausible deniability for why no one remembers a Santa Claus in the hospital and why no hospital right now is verifying this story in the Knoxville area? To me, it makes much more sense.
Have you called the hospitals? Have you called the hospitals?
I did not, but Snoops did, and they have not been able. In fact, that's what really started the ball rolling. This morning that the newspaper had to back off the story because they get this. This is journalism in 2016. The newspaper said that their investigation, which began after they originally reported the story, cannot verify any of the facts.
Yeah, here's
an investigation for the story.
Yeah, here's the quote. Since publication, the News Sentinel has done additional investigation in an attempt to independently verify the account. This has proven unsuccessful. Although facts about his background have checked out, his story of bringing a gift to a dying child remains unverified. The News Sentinel cannot establish that the account is inaccurate, but more importantly, ongoing reporting cannot establish that it is accurate. Therefore, because the story does not meet the newspaper's standards of verification, we are no longer standing by the veracity of the account.
I will tell you, John, the guy said earlier today Glenn, he's just trying to do this, get his name out, pump up Santa business because he's a great Santa. I got to tell you, this wrecks this guy. Shave your beard, man. You are going to be the pariah of Santa's if you made this up.
But Glenn, again, I think it's possible this thing snowballed out of control and he never intended it to go this far. I think it's really one of the many things that got my antenna up was this coming from a small market in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't think anybody involved in this story had any expectation it ever gets beyond Knoxville. Mm-hmm. But because of the world we're now living in, things can explode overnight. And how about a little bit of focus on the news media? We're talking about major news media outlets that pick this story up, hook, line, sinker, with zero scrutiny, zero follow-up, and zero corroboration of any of these facts that don't exist. That, to me, is the real part of the story that matters because it exposes how broken the news media is in 2016. By the way, that's partially how we got Donald Trump as our president.
Do you think there's any chance that he's just going over and above to protect the family's identity and keep their privacy, and he's maybe manufactured some of the details to throw people off the trail?
This morning, I wrote my story for Mediaite last night. We decided to wait another 12 hours or so before we went with it because we were waiting. Okay, is it possible that somebody will come forward? At this point, this story has gotten so big, there's no way that the nurse doesn't come forward, the mom doesn't come forward on background, somebody to back up this guy's story. There's just no way. So it's theoretically possible, yes, but there would be evidence of that by now, given the nature of the story and the fact that it doesn't exist. That absence of evidence, in my view, is evidence of absence.
John, one last question.
Yes, Glenn.
The jolly old elf hears what's being said about him, hears that his affair on Mrs. Claus while she was baking Christmas cookies has been exposed.
Yeah.
He takes a leap without the flying reindeer.
Oh, boy.
Then how do you feel, John? You killed Santa.
Well, my 4-year-old daughter is not going to be happy with me. I can assure you that. I will be in the doghouse for sure.
Wow.
I'm one of these weird guys, Glenn, to whom the truth still matters. And
no, I know. I appreciate you doing this. I bought into it, too, and I wanted to believe because we questioned it. And I'm like, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. I wanted to believe.
But that's why it went viral, Glenn.
Yes, I know.
And that's why it's important that we expose this because this happens on more important stories than just this.
Yes, you're exactly right. And John, I appreciate you coming on the show and appreciating your incredible, seemingly incredible amount of time to investigate something as silly as this, and yet it is the story of our days. This is what we're going through now on everything.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Hey, one of these days, let's talk about that Penn State story. It's so similar. It's unbelievable. But I appreciate your support. Thanks.
You got it. Thanks, John. John Ziegler. I really like him.
He's great.
He's really brilliant.
He's great, and he's right about the Penn State story.
We should
revisit that.
Fascinating.
The whole Joe Paterno thing, he's really passionate about
that. Wait.
Oh, you don't know about that?
This is a wormhole.
It is a wormhole.
He's like, not only is Joe Paterno not guilty of anything, it didn't even happen.
What?
Neither is what's-his-face, the guy who's in jail for it.
Sandusky.
Sandusky. Didn't do it either. That's John's case. And he says
what?
He makes a really good case.
Oh, when we get back in January, I have to hear that. Because that, if that's true, we need to, that's injustice.
Oh, definitely.
That's injustice.
Huge injustice.
We need to help.
According to John, a humongous injustice has been done. And part of it was because Joe Paterno is conservative. Or was. And he probably still is.
And well, we don't probably even more so now.
Probably more so.
Probably doesn't change his political affairs.
No, probably not.
Now this. Sherry's Berries. The irresistible berries. They have also new seasonal treats. Have you guys go on Sherry's Berries? Go to berries.com right now. And look some of these up.
All right.
They're unbelievable.
Berries.com.
Yeah, berries.com. Berries.
There. What am I looking for?
Just look for something besides the berries.
Oh, how about the 9 Christmas cheesecake bites?
Oh, we've had those.
Oh, the cheesecake bites, we've had those.
They are delicious.
Oh, and Christmas cheesecake pops.
Cake pops and truffles.
Oh, their cake pops are great.
Christmas caramel.
Salted caramel. I am so into salted caramel.
I am too.
Christmas tree cheesecake pops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, so
The
berries are unlike, if you've ever had chocolate-covered fruit, forget about it. It is nothing like that. These are the best strawberries, and they are delicious. And they're unbelievable. But I contend the other stuff that they have on Sherry's Berries is even better.
Yeah.
And the berries are hard to beat. This is a product, as you can tell, all of us deeply believe in. All of us. Yes. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. You could double the berries for $10 more. They're $19.99, 30% savings. Take advantage of the deal by using the promo code Glenn. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the right-hand corner, and type in my name, Glenn. Sherry's Berries, a gift for year-round. Berries.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Sign up for the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com. Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Just a quick update. On Friday's show, it is the history of progressivism. Share with a friend who wants to know about it. We had a call from a guy who said, you know, I read the book Liars, and it was life-changing to me. He was big-time liberal atheist. He said, I've changed my whole life in this last 6 months. It's important to know where these lies come from. Then on Sunday, I'm on CBS Sunday Morning with Ted Koppel, half hour talking about fake news and the ramifications of fake news. Then on Monday, I'm with Samantha Bee on her show on TBS. No guarantees on that one. Could be very dicey. Very dicey. Very dicey.
It could be great.
Yep, it's their Christmas show, so that's on Monday on TBS.
Want to play the real news, fake news game?
Yes. Now, these are headlines and stories. Some of them are real, some of them are fake. You have to figure out which is which.
All right, here we go. Lady Gaga reveals plan to cover her face again until, quote, until Trump gets fired from office and I feel free once more.
Fake.
True.
Fake.
Fake.
Ta-da.
Oh, my Gaga news.
Okay, no, wait, when you say fake, like...
It's from the rightists.com, a fake news site.
Okay, so they're not made up headlines. I mean, they are made up headlines, but you didn't make them up.
Right, these are real headlines.
These are real headlines, but a fake story.
Right.
Okay.
Donald Trump protester speaks out. I was paid $3,500 to protest Trump's rally.
That's a... Wait a minute. I'm trying to say, so that would be, if I said a real story, it would be, I would have to verify that that actually happened.
It's a real
How is
story.
It you don't understand this?
I don't know. I can't play this game.
What is this?
I can't.
What, have you had a stroke?
I may have.
Thank you. If it's a real story, it would be real news. If it's a fake story, it would be fake news.
And that is a
commercial.
That is a... Well, I've read that story, so I know the story exists.
They all exist.
They
really
all exist. I'm
concerned about you now.
It's just, is the story real or is it fake? Is it live or is it Memorex? It's not.
Donald Trump protester speaks out. I was paid $3,500.
That's a real story.
Jeffy?
Fake. I'm going to say fake.
It's from abcnews.com. .co.
So it was fake.
It was a fake one.
Is there a real one?
Sex with animals step closer to becoming illegal in Ohio.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. I'm just going to go for it.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
We're getting closer.
Is not now illegal.
Not now illegal to have sex with animals in Ohio. Book your ticket, Jeffy.
Wow.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
One more time.
I don't know. I may have had a stroke. I don't know how this game is.
I have a list of headlines.
It's weird.
All of these headlines have appeared on Facebook.
Yes, right, okay.
Some of them are from legitimate news organizations.
Yes.
Some of them are from fake news organizations.
You know, have you been a part of the show where we've all discussed fake news for
about
2 months now?
Yes, okay.
Here we go.
Okay. That's what we're kind of doing right now.
Okay, all right.
So we left off.
Talk down to me. Do not talk to me like you talk to your parents.
Oh, you know he does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's talking to me
Absolutely.
Like...
Absolutely.
That's right, and we're going to go see a movie.
Absolutely.
Right, I got it.
Take that pill now.
It. Okay.
All right. The legend of Harambe continues as the dead gorilla received over 15,000 votes for president.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's real news. That's real.
I'm with them.
You are? Yeah. Well, of course you are, because it's fake, and now you have caused them to be wrong as well.
Oh, that was fake?
Fake, not true.
Seems like I just...
I was going to say fake,
no.
But I didn't know what that meant.
Harambe did not receive 15,000 votes for president, sadly for Harambe.
Right, okay.
Another...
But that story was out there.
That story, I did see that story.
They're all out there.
Oh, they're all out there.
The game is all of these...
All of them are out there. So somebody claimed that.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't have clicked on that story.
Right,
I wouldn't have clicked on that story.
Good for you.
Right.
Pope Francis shocks world, endorses Donald Trump for president, releases statement.
Fake.
Obvious. Fake.
Good job, Glenn.
Yeah. I think I got it now.
You probably would have known that one.
Right.
Jill Stein raised more money for her recount effort than she did during the election.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true. EU survey, 27% say rape, sometimes acceptable.
That's true.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say fake.
That one is true.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Kind
of. It's from Al Jazeera. Does that count?
No.
But yes, that is an actual survey. WikiLeaks confirms Hillary sold weapons to ISIS, then drops another bombshell.
Wait. WikiLeaks confirms
Hillary sold weapons to ISIS, then drops another bombshell.
Well, I know I read that a lot of places, so I'm going to say true, but
did you ever click on it, though? Because I remember
no, I never did,
but
because
never
I was like,
on.
I'm not
I know,
you're right,
I know.
Probably
and the
false.
Thing is,
it's
WikiLeaks
fake.
Could say that.
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to say fake.
I'm going to say fake, too.
It is fake, but what you guys just went through is what I think so many people do.
Yeah.
You see the headline. I've seen that before a few times, and when someone brings it up to you, in your head is, I've read that headline.
Yeah.
And I've seen it several times,
right.
So it couldn't be. I mean, it was just not from one place. Wow.
Hillary's ISIS email just leaked, and it's worse than anyone could have imagined.
Now that's fake.
True.
I think that's true.
It is a fake for a fake one.
Ooh. Oh, you got one.
FBI agents.
More than one. Now that I understand this game, I am rocking it.
Well, it was so convoluted at the beginning. Real
yeah,
news or fake news?
It was really.
How could you play? Who could know? It's a complete mystery.
This is a new concept on our show of reading headlines, and you didn't write some of the headlines.
Right, I did not. FBI agent suspected in Hillary email leaks found dead in apparent murder-suicide.
That is fake, but I've read it a million times.
Yes, and that's from...
What do you mean fake? That's like number 205, I think. That's true.
Yeah, on the Clinton death list.
Yeah.
That was from a website called the Denver Guardian, which would make you think...
which is the guy... That is the guy who NPR...
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about LeBron James' first step to protesting Donald Trump?
Oh, that's got to be true.
Yeah, there's nothing. So here's the pattern that I'm noticing.
That.
Yeah, there's nothing outrageous in that headline. So I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say fake because he's already talked about that. And
I'm
going to
say
no.
True.
Okay, that is true.
It is true from
the New York Post.
What's his step?
I didn't read it.
I mean, that could be nothing. Like my first step is, I don't like him.
It might have been the safety pin thing. I think it might have been.
Yeah.
North Carolina man says he set fires because he was bored.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true. RuPaul claims Trump touched him inappropriately in the 1990s.
Could have happened, but it's a fake story.
I think that one's true.
I'm going to say fake.
That is fake. But I mean,
it could have happened.
It could have happened.
It
could have happened.
So you look at a lot of these, the fake ones in particular, are things that wind up having...
They push your buttons.
They push your buttons. They try to get you excited. They get you angry.
Yeah.
A lot of times they try to create outrage, like, you know,
and they do what the Santa thing did, like the RuPaul thing. I'm thinking that's Trump. That's
right.
That's Howard Stern kind of thing. RuPaul was in the studio with Howard Stern and he grabbed him in the crotch.
Or like even if it's a joke, or even if maybe RuPaul's just making it up for attention. But you could you believe RuPaul would say something like that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That might even be the one you click on out of all those stories.
Right. And, you know, no, it's apparently nothing. So, I mean, this is the thing, though. You're in the world where you have, you know, advisors to the president who are, you know, guest hosting Alex Jones's show.
Well, here's the thing about the Alex Jones thing. All of those would have been reported, except for the true ones, on Alex Jones' show. All of them. The more outrageous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the more he likes
the,
it.
The thing
it.
That is so amazing to me
the
is the fact.
Babies thing.
Yeah. That he won't go down a logical road that the greatest enemy in American history, the Russians, are trying to influence. Not that they stole the election. Hillary lost the election. Period. Open shut case. Done. Hillary lost the election. It wasn't the Russians. But the Russians aren't trying to influence and destroy us and to tear us apart?
No evidence of that. Here's the guy who is really the father of the steel can't melt thing with 9/11. I mean, he was the one who pushed that. He might have even been the one who started it. But he definitely carried that story down the road.
There isn't a conspiracy that this guy won't embrace.
Not one.
Except for that one.
Right. And we put together a little montage of just a few of the things that he does accept. And then we finish up with one he just can't get his head around.
I was told by a genetic engineer about a project they were on in England. They had in tanks people with gills and their little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo and it looks out and you feel for it. They got humanoids crossing with fish and stuff. Brain chips in the trips. They give the trips special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains. Now there it is, the gay bomb. What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
There's also reports about the feminization of fish and frogs. Large percentages of them are bisexual.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
Globalists.
I've gotten a lot of criticism for not coming out and saying that Sandy Hook is an inside job.
And by the way, he has said Sandy Hook is an inside job.
God, we're not going to keep babies alive and harvest their organs. We're not going to sell their parts for women's cosmetics. We're not going to have Pepsi with baby flavoring in it.
It's coming out very, very quickly that the entire election was manipulated by the Russians. Narrative is a huge, gargantuan, colossal hoax.
Wow.
That's the first, yeah.
That's the one. So that's too far out there to believe.
We harvested baby parts to flavor Pepsi-Cola is not too far out.
No.
But the Russians trying to affect our media is.
No evidence of that. That is just amazing. That is just amazing.
It's so weird. I mean, you look at, there was a pretty lengthy, it is all circumstantial with the Russia stuff. I mean, but this is how intelligence works. I mean, they don't, you're never going to have, like, the Russians are going to be like, yeah, gosh darn it, you're right.
Oh, you caught us.
Shouldn't have done it.
No, not true. Putin doesn't. But you do have on record on the night of Super Tuesday, you have, what's his name? Alexander Dugin on YouTube in English. Talking about, this is the guy we have to back. This is what we have to do. We have to do all we can to make sure we get him elected.
Right. I mean more like forensic evidence of who hacked. Like, they have a lot of really good information.
No, all of a sudden, I'm just saying, you know, it's like he's talking Dr. Seuss. And, you know, we have a lot of evidence of who hacked.
What?
The last can of wax.
You have had a stroke, haven't you? During the show, is it just
ongoing? Me and Sarah
ongoing?
Palin, we both had strokes.
Okay. That is it. I don't know.
Well, I'm just looking at this awful Christmas sweater, and you're talking about who hacked.
That is great.
It is. I will say it is
obscure than any of my 70s lyrics, by the way.
But it was good, right? It was good.
I liked it.
He stole the last can
of who hacked.
I like it. I will say with your painting, there's no evidence of a stroke. A full out one.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Minor one, maybe.
Well, that's
I just don't think that painting is that bad. What is the deal?
When the defense is, I don't think it's that bad.
Well, I mean,
it was much better.
Oh, it's going to hang in the Guggenheim, but
it's not.
You know, it's
Finished yet.
Better than
that is Guggenheim.
Not finished. I keep changing it. The more I change it, the worse it gets.
I didn't even realize Guggenheim looked like that.
Anyway, what were you saying, Stu, with your fat mouth? What were you saying?
I really don't know where I was.
No, what were you saying? I was listening to you. About the hacking in from the Russians.
Oh, man.
Who hacked? That's what he was saying.
The Who's hacked the Russians. And
this.
Looking into it. Do we have
Did Putin himself carve the roast beast?
I don't think so. There are reports today, or maybe it was, I don't know if it was this morning or last night, where they're saying Putin directly had a hand in the hacking. Like, I don't know that he was necessarily typing, but like, it was like his thing.
I believe it.
I mean, I do too, but I mean, again, and that's not to say that Trump was going to lose.
That guy kills journalists.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't mean Trump was going to lose. People will take that as like this big attack on Donald Trump. It's not at all.
It has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Yeah, he was going to win anyway.
It has everything to do with Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin is happy that we're having this conversation.
And Vladimir Putin did not make Hillary Clinton not go to Wisconsin during the entire general election. Vladimir Putin did not make Hillary Clinton dump millions of dollars to run up the popular vote in New Orleans and Chicago so they could win the popular vote, thinking they didn't want to have that situation where they won the Electoral College and didn't win the popular vote.
Nor did he make James Comey come out with the with the investigation stuff.
That's really what lost the election.
That's what lost the election.
It sure is.
She was well ahead before.
And again, that doesn't work on almost all candidates. An email.
And that's why you're hearing about fake news and everything else. You're not hearing about Comey. If you really want to know why Hillary Clinton lost, all you have to do is look at her polling numbers.
Yeah.
She is universally distrusted and disliked.
Everyone's trying to say that the polls were so radically wrong. They weren't.
She's going to win by the popular vote
was right.
And so here's what happened. When you have two people who are really unlikable, let's try the new one. Because I know what she's going to do.
Yeah. And by the way, the polls, I mean, the pollsters have been beaten up. The average poll in the week leading up to the election, there were 17 of them, I believe. The average poll had Hillary Clinton winning by 2.8 points. The final popular vote total is going to be Hillary Clinton by 2.1.
Oh, my.
That is not a poll issue.
That's almost dead on.
He won in the states he had to win. That is what is important. He did what he had to do. He ran a better campaign than Hillary Clinton. There's now evidence that Hillary Clinton was telling volunteers that wanted to go to Michigan to stay in Iowa, where she had no chance. And who knows, one of these things easily could have cost her the election.
Okay, let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. Officials are warning of an increased risk of identity theft this holiday season. We've been telling you this for forever. Who is the number one country backing hackers?
Who hacked?
Russia.
Who's down in Whoville? Anyway, make sure you're protected with LifeLock. If you're a LifeLock member, you become a victim of identity theft. Their U.S.-based team will work to resolve your case. Free credit monitoring only detects credit problems. LifeLock helps detect and fix the identity problems. Nobody can prevent all identity theft, monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the best identity theft protection available. Right now, for a special 15% discount, you can call and get it, 1-800-440-4936. Use the promo code BECK15, save 15% right now. Offer ends December 31st. Promo code BECK15, 800-440-4936.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury.
I want you to know, we're about to turn the music off for a second because this is important. We're about to make science history. I am about to make a criticism of Stu's sweater, his Christmas sweater, and I think scientifically this is provable. His sweater is so ugly. I want everybody in the studio to look at his sweater. His sweater is so ugly, I do not believe the camera, and I mentioned to the shader earlier that the colors are not right. I believe that it is technically impossible to capture the ugliness. Look at that. It doesn't. It looks better on TV.
It actually does, yeah.
I mean, and it looks
bad
on TV.
And we have a professional shader. Who's shading today? We have a professional shader. Try to tweak this thing. Try to make that thing look better on television, will you?
You can't do it.
It will not capture the actual color of that sweater.
No.
It's that. Look at that.
Now it's.
There you go.
Hey, one thing the shader can do is make these jeans look good. These fat guy jeans now for sale, $17.91.com.
They're not fat guy.
Big Tex denim. That's right.
This is fake news.
Overweight people asked
for it.
This
is fake news.
We gave it to
them. Is that true?
Big guy jeans.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're available.
Big Tex denim.
Wow.
1791.com.
Seriously?
Yes.
Is that after you?
I have my own fat guy section.
Okay.
And
we've had a lot of people call and say, hey, come on, you make a bigger size, please?
And we have. Between the Big Tex denim should go between 40 and 52. Sizes 40 to 52. Get your orders in. Right now.
40 to 52.
Yes. That's the big guy
section. God, we've killed every denim on the planet.
Why would you be able to make pants for you? I didn't say they were mine.
Denim is now an endangered species. check it out. Makes a great Christmas gift. $17.91. And are these Edward Jansen? Are these Big Tex? How much do you know how much they cost?
Yeah, they're under $100.
Yeah, great. They're great jeans. Great, great jeans. Check them out. 1791.com.
Still have a surplus of denim.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.